Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, two fathers meet two sons. The Billy Graham family has an interesting legacy in North Korea. According to Thomas Belke's Juche, Billy visited the nation in 1992 and 1994, the year Kim Il-sung passed on. He was permitted to preach at state churches and at the Kim Il-sung University. He gave his personal testimony to Mr. Kim, though with no positive results. Belke theorizes that Graham was allowed such liberty because his wife had attended a Christian school in Pyongyang in the 30s. Others impute a more sinister motive to the Great One. Perhaps he was trying to tell a watching world that he was really open to religion, and how could they ever have thought otherwise? All of this drama while thousands of believers suffered in his prisons. Belke says that the facade goes on. Tourists to Pyongyang tell of visiting both Catholic and Protestant churches and seeing some of the same North Korean faces. They see unused Bibles and members who don't know how to find songs in their hymnals, all actors. But actors whose job is of limited tenure. Repeat performances are never allowed by those who have genuine tears in their eyes after a performance. Son Franklin Graham has visited son Kim Jong-il. Though far from praise of the dictator, he urges that we keep communication lines open. Hannity and Combs featured a visit by the younger Graham. I refer you to their website for the transcript. I'm not necessarily in agreement with either of the Graham's philosophy, but I feel it is important that we see what is going on as the door may be opening ever so slightly. We won't be of those who sit in judgment in the seat of the scornful, though we offer our warnings regarding compromise and selling out the suffering. The gospel will get into North Korea. It is for this that we have longed and prayed. Let's rejoice for any light that penetrates, and let's keep praying. For that interview, you can go to the Hannity and Combs website. You'll hear Sean Hannity in disagreement with Franklin Graham, and Combs in agreement, and Hannity saying to Combs, to Franklin Graham, that this is the first sign that you know you're wrong when he agrees with you. But that's for those who happen to know about who Hannity and Combs are. But anyway, there's a lot going on and things that we need to pray about the gospel getting in, and be careful about entering into judgment. Anyway, thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide all you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.